This is the Golden V Podcast.
The Golden V Podcast is a Vancouver, Canada-based podcast talking Vancouver sports. We talk about hockey, football, baseball, soccer, and other sports, including the Canucks, Lions, Vancouver Whitecaps, Canadians, and any other relevant sports news in the Vancouver, Canada area.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Season 3, Episode 3 of the Golden V Podcast. After Season 3 started off with just me podcasting and then Niall O'Donoghue from C's Plus Baseball as a guest to wrap up the Canadians' end to the season with their Northwest League Championship, I've got more guests coming up on upcoming shows, but today you're stuck with me. And so we're going to dive right in with our usual Vancouver Canadians, Vancouver Warriors, Vancouver Whitecaps, Vancouver Canucks, BC Lions, and a lot of other local sports news from those teams. And so I'm actually going to kick into the Warriors news because there's quite a bit. And what's really, really great about this is since hiring Kurt Mihalovski is the efforts they are making to overhaul the team. And one of the most recent pieces of news put out by the Warriors was signings of Ryan Dilks, Matt Beers, and Kevin Crowley to the team. So I believe we talked about on either season three, episode one, we talked about them signing Keegan Ball and Reid Bowering. But what's really interesting about these recent signings, looking at Ryan Dilks, three-time NLL champion, 2016 Defensive Player of the Year, 2016 All-Pro First Team, which is going to be great to bolster a defense with the likes of guys like Reid Bowering, Matt Beers, 12-year NLL veteran, 10 years played with the Vancouver Warriors / Stealth franchise. If you remember, when I first started watching the Warriors in the last 10 years, venturing out to Langley, to the Langley Event Center, when they were still the Stealth. So Matt Beers basically making a return to the franchise that he started with in the NLL. I'm just looking at some of his... won an NLL championship in his rookie season with the 2010 with the Washington Stealth. That's right. And Beers was actually the first captain of the Vancouver Warriors after rebranding from the Vancouver Stealth. And I actually didn't know that. But it's great to have him back because I recognized his name and knew some stuff about parts of his career with the Warriors. And I think that's really going to be crucial. I think in part it's going to attract fans as well to show that they're really trying to make over the team. All of season two, we had Earl as our guest, Earl Thomas from Earl Thomas the Voice, as our lacrosse sort of expert or providing insight and analysis. In addition to Earl's knowledge of and playing lacrosse, he's also a Warriors season ticket holder. So moving on with Kevin Crowley, 11-year veteran in the NLL, just trying to see what else we know about Crowley. But Crowley saying in one of the Warriors recent press releases that he grew up watching the Vancouver Ravens, for those of you who follow us or have followed lacrosse in the city when there's other teams, and I remember those when I was younger. Keegan Ball signs a one-year contract with the Warriors, Reid Bowering a multi-year contract, having just come off seeing Keegan Ball play for the newest Mr. Salmon Bellies in the Man Cup. Working with Earl Thomas again last year, we started to highlight towards the end of the season some of Reid's profile and the things that he was able to do last year. Scoring last season was 17 points, but second in the NLL for block shots last season, second for loose balls. Earl and I talked a lot about that when we did the live broadcasts. Best defenseman in Warriors fan voting. And so things are mixing up really nice for the Warriors here, with the return of Ball and the return of Bowering, in addition to the other additions. Next up here, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Warriors. I don't know if we covered it in one of the previous episodes. I'm going to get this in quickly. Is the NLL entry draft September 16th, 2 weeks ago. Warriors selecting seven players, four in the first round. Peyton Cormier is fourth overall round one. Forward Brock Haley, seventh overall round one. Defenseman Braden Lady, ninth overall, round one, and goaltender Connor O'Toole, 11th overall or 18th overall round one. I'm just trying to see if we can get any information going through here. Cormier will return to Virginia this fall for his fifth and final college season. Doesn't look like he'll be playing for the Warriors. That's fine. Haley, the same thing. So some big draft picks, given the way the Warriors finished last season, last in the West at 4-14. So I don't know if we're going to see any of these players just yet, but final piece of note that's interesting to note about the Warriors is training camps open October 28th and 29th. NLL face-off weekend is December 1st and 2nd, and we know the Warriors have announced their season schedule as well, which is another piece of news to get to. So there's a lot of Warriors stuff coming up here. I've got the full schedule here in front of me. And the Warriors kick it off on December the 1st against Panther City. So we know the Warriors' first two opponents. Actually, we know all their opponents for the whole season. But Panther City, Friday, December 1st at Rogers Arena. Then they host the Georgia Swarm on Saturday, December 16th at Rogers Arena. Rochester Nighthawks there in Rochester Saturday, December 23rd, and then in Colorado Saturday, December 30th to play the Colorado Mammoth. So that's a lot of Warriors news to kick through there, and a lot of interesting stuff happening, but really thinking that the franchise is really, really trying to turn the corner ever since they hired Kurt Malosky and then all the other moves that they've been making. And the Vancouver Giants, two games into the season now, record of one win, one loss, losing Friday night to the Kamloops Blazers 5-1. And those of you will remember well what happened between the Giants and Blazers the last couple of seasons in the WHL playoffs, especially the way they beat up on Vancouver in last year's WHL playoffs. So it kind of continues with that. Vancouver with 23 shots against Kamloops' 32. Power plays were 0 for 6 for Vancouver, 0 for 4 for Kamloops. Vancouver winning 32 against Kamloops, 26 faceoffs. Brett Marwald back for Vancouver. Looking at stars here, I think it's all Kamloops Blazers players. Looking at some other Giants news here. Giants hosting the Wenatchee Wild on Sunday, October the 1st. And so that's not the first home game of the season for the Giants. But of interest to note is the Wenatchee Wild team and a lot of stuff that popped up on social media this week about former NHL coach Kevin Constantine, who coaches the Wild, being under investigation by the league for treatment of players. So we'll see where that goes. But I remember Kevin Constantine as a young kid coaching the San Jose Sharks. So we're going to move on to the Vancouver Whitecaps, back after 7 home games. Saw the disappointing draw 2-2 to Colorado on Wednesday night, despite scoring the first goal. Whitecaps are sitting 6th in the Western Conference, 2nd to 9th place in the division, separated by 5 points. Whitecaps play 3 of final 4 games at home, where there are 7 wins, 3 losses, and 4 draws. And tonight, is DC United, coached now by Wayne Rooney, after having seen him play for DC United a few years ago against the Caps. And there's an interesting twist with DC United, too, because also former Whitecaps coach Carl Robinson is working now with the DC United team. And so that's kind of an interesting little thing, little tidbit there. St. Louis is leading the West with 53 points, 16 wins, 10 losses, 5 draws. LAFC is 12-9-9, Seattle 12-9-9. And so for the Whitecaps, top 9 teams, as we know, in the 14-team conference advance to the postseason. 8th and 9th play a wild card match. We would love to see, obviously, the Whitecaps within the top 4 so they could host a home playoff game. And they've been zigzagging a little bit in the standings. And what's kind of ironic is their only top 4 finish, how this relates to playing DC too, is the fact that Carl Robinson was the head coach of the Caps in 2017 when they finished in the top 4. And so that's kind of an interesting little tidbit. Kristen Diome is also now playing for DC United. And so that's another little twist on this story. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Kristen Diome, just because of his bit of history here in Vancouver with 15 goals for the Whitecaps in 91 matches. We're going to move next to BC Lions. I saw the BC Lions last night beat the Saskatchewan Roughriders 33-26. Lions sitting at 11-4. Winnipeg Blue Bombers sitting at 11-4. Lions play the Blue Bombers next Friday, October 6th, for a battle for first place in the West. Really interested to see how that plays out. But some good football by the BC Lions last night. Significant improvement over the game I saw 2 weeks ago against Ottawa. A couple of things of note. Keon Hatcher and Alexander Hollins, both 1,000-yard receivers this year in the CFL. Vernon Adams, 27 for 36, throwing three touchdowns and 458 yards. And obviously the Riders, we're not really too interested in what happens to them, but they sit at 6-9 and third in the West. It was impressive to see how the Lions played last night, having picked up a season ticket for me for this season. And then finally we dropped to, obviously, leaving the Vancouver Canucks, who are in the middle of their preseason evaluation, playing the Edmonton Oilers tonight at 7. First game for the Canucks in the regular season is Thursday, October the 11th. So some other Canucks news popping up recently, obviously, was, and this caused a lot of sort of debate on social media, was the fact that they're going to put Roberto Luongo into the Canucks Ring of Honor at Rogers Arena. Obviously, we know well, or maybe you don't know well, about Luongo's tenure here, what he meant to the franchise, the fact that the Canucks, on another goaltending angle, have now waived Spencer Martin because they picked up Casey DeSmith from Pittsburgh. I was looking at some other Canucks news, still a few games away here. But what was interesting about the Canucks this week that I happened upon was just the progress or status of Vasily Podkolzin, who was drafted in 2019. And comments are interesting reports about his progress or what he's doing with the Canucks 4.5 years after his draft. And I was thinking back to some of the Canucks' first-round picks. And Podkolzin in 2019 is still part of the Jim Benning era. But Canucks have had some hit and miss or mixed results, with 2014's first overall pick being Jake Virtanen. I think at this point in his tenure, or I don't even actually know what Jake's doing now. I should probably research it. But Virtanen's basically a bust for the Canucks. The 2016 pick, which is Oliu Levy, is pretty clearly a bust for the Canucks after he just got released from another NHL team. Trying out as a defenseman. And so Podkolzin, we'll see. But those two picks, 2014, 2016, first overall picks in the top 10, Virtanen being sixth, Ulevi being fifth. 2015 is Brock Besser. I wouldn't call him a bust. 2017 is Elias Pettersson. 2018 is Quinn Hughes. So they do have three really good pieces from those drafts. But it's not the... not the record you would have thought, given all Jim Benning's hype about what a good scout he is, what a good drafter of talent. And we probably don't have an entire podcast to get into how poor their free agent signings were. But that's going to wrap it up for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Golden V Podcast. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com, Golden V Podcast. And we're going to, in the process of building the goldenvpodcast.ca website. But you can also find our Buzzsprout page, which is buzzsprout.com. And I'll get you the link here as well, buzzsprout.com. Then we have a /, and it's kind of confusing because it's 1-869-778. And I'm using the Buzzsprout page to host the podcast currently. But eventually I'd like to move it to an actual proper domain name. I've purchased goldenviewpodcast.ca. Okay, thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll talk to you soon.
This is the Golden V Podcast. The Golden V Podcast is a Vancouver, Canada-based podcast talking Vancouver sports. We talk about hockey, football, baseball, soccer, and other sports, including the Canucks, Lions, Vancouver Whitecaps, Canadians, and any other relevant sports news in the Vancouver, Canada area.